Space, the final frontier. Space Station Ashlyn sits on the edge of Federation space with its companion ship, the USS Delamis Christian. The space around them is full of mystery and strange wonders, where secrets are kept and danger lurks around every corner. The crew of the Delamis Christian must navigate treacherous waters as they work to protect the Federation. But as they peer into the unknown, they will discover that the line between friend and foe is not always clear. They will be tested like never before, and will face challenges that will push them to their limits. Join us on this adventure as we explore the farthest reaches of space and uncover the hidden truths that lie within the shadows. Tabletop Journeys presents Star Trek: Preservations. Last time on Star Trek Preservations.
Stardate 57621.12. After 3 weeks of searching for species Epsilon, we still have found nothing. Detailed scans and search for their energy trail have yielded no new clues. The Delamis Christian and several other ships in the region continue attempts to track down the unknown vessel that escaped the shoals of Tethys. Extensive search patterns involving four additional ships coordinated by Ashlyn Station have occurred. These ships represent some of the most cutting-edge vessels in our inventory, with the best sensors and tracking systems in the fleet. USS Pulsar has returned to its normal mission profile, while the Michael Collins remains on its extended survey mission. Two Nova-class vessels, the USS Faraday and the USS Carl Sagan, join us, and the Intrepid-class USS Marathon in the search. The captains and executive officers of our vessels have been summoned to a meeting aboard the Faraday to learn what our next steps in the search will be.
We have pathway to do it, I believe is what he was saying.
Yeah.
But we need to protect ourselves as we're working on it, or it could
correct.
Cause harm.
Okay. What happened is that we were at a conference for subspace technology. And the technology that will allow us to recreate it came from a subspace weapon, theoretical subspace weapon. And we happen to have those papers on our computer. So we need to de-weaponize the technology. Beat your swords into plowshares.
You guys have that done. Personnel records are in. They're all set. They are all to the XO because that's how it worked. Your teams report up to you. It's a small ship. It's basically, here are my people. Here's what they're working on. Here are their activities over the period of time in question. Evaluations happen to be are all up to speed. It's basically collecting the information that you already have, collating it, making sure everybody looks as good as they should. What I would like is a task difficulty because the Delamis Christian is a well-run ship, and you guys have actually proven that over the course of Season 1. I would like each of you to make a command roll with whatever attribute you would like to use, but it's going to be a command roll. Your difficulty is going to be 1, and this is to basically dress up your report such that it's accurate, unless, of course, you're telling me you wish to make it not accurate, so that it shows as best as possible. And we'll do that for the department heads who are present, and then we'll just do one overall for the ship, which I'll let Captain Tobor take care of. So we will start with XO. If you would care to make that roll and tell me what your attribute you're going to use to make sure your reports appear to put the crew's best image forward.
So since we've established that Ocean is a very efficient individual when it comes to the paperwork, it would most likely be a control and, I don't know, I would say maybe command?
Yep, that works for me.
Which puts me at a 16. What are we at for momentum?
Here are 4 momentum and there is 12 threat.
Is this a new scene, Lee?
This is not. This is part of the same scene. It's splitting between locations, but this is the same scene.
Okay. So that will happen after the scene. Got it. Yes. I'm not going to spend any momentum on this. Yeah, no, you know what? I'll do it because we have it. Here's my other die.
How many?
Just the one for the extra die.
Excellent.
Wow. And we said this was command, so only one of those is a critical, but a total of four successes.
That puts...
As we've established, Ocean didn't fool around with keeping the records.
You are three back on. Science.
That's me?
Yep.
So just it's two dice, then it's command plus the attribute that I choose?
Correct.
Okay. And success is one success, right?
Yeah.
I got one success and 120.
Oh, yes. Complication. And let's see. What was the attribute you were using, by the way?
Insights.
Okay.
You can't blame me. I'm new here. I'm doing the best I can. Nobody taught me how to do this right.
But the number 20s I roll, I'm never going to complain about other people's 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So your report comes through. You are able to produce a sufficient report. However, there's some nuances about some of the junior personnel in the science department, specifically your stellar cartographist, your deflector disk specialist, and your sensor operations specialist. While you did a great job with your more senior folks, your junior folks, they're not necessarily shown in the best light. Like, they're shown to be efficient, but there isn't really any talk about their specific fields of study. While they're not officers, they are in the science department. The expectation is they are either working on papers or working towards higher advancement, and there just doesn't seem to be that. Where you just got here, that hasn't been your problem, but it is something that is going to stand out about the department and in comparison to maybe other ships, so on and so forth. The task is accomplished, but there are some weaknesses that have been shown. And engineering.
All right. I'm thinking control and command.
Okay.
And I would ask, since although he might be nervous about this, whether my composure focus would be appropriate.
I absolutely think it'd be appropriate. And specifically, as Tanari has been proven to be daring and a risk taker, composing oneself and not taking risks in this type of reporting, especially with the stakes involved in making the ship show off its best, makes a lot of sense. So that absolutely is a focus that would apply here.
Then I will spend a point of momentum to get a third dice.
Okay.
Because he really wants to get this right. He does not want to look bad for the captain. An 8, a 1, and a 2. So 5 successes.
All right. So obviously we're going to max you out. That's going to leave you 4 momentum to figure out what you wish to do with. I will let y'all converse as to how you might want to do that, but I'll let you go first, Dave, if there's anything specific with this extra momentum you would like to do.
Let me see what we can do with momentum. Is one of the things we can do with momentum is create an advantage. Is that one of the things we can do, Joe?
Yes.
Always. And I believe it's a 2-1. Is that how that works, Joe?
Yeah, in general, in the player's guide, GM's guide expands upon it. The standard advantage is a 2 momentum creates essentially a +1/-1 difficulty swing. But you can, if it makes sense for the scene trait, spend more to allow for, so spend 4 to get a +2. Yep. Instead of creating 2 separate advantages, this one's just like a super advantage.
I'm wondering how it would work if working on this to create some kind of advantage with Commander Frank.
So with that kind of advantage, you could make it so that she's just impressed with your work and impressed with your team to the point where she...
I'd like to do it so that she's an advantage for the whole, since momentum's for the whole crew, an advantage for the whole crew.
So, mechanically, the answer is yes, you can. I would say because Frank is the type of individual she is, and she does, in fact, as if you haven't realized, have an axe to grind, that is going to be a little bit more difficult than the standard. So I would say to get a 1-point advantage for anybody else in these dealings with her, it would be 3. But effectively, I would give in any social interaction with Frank that advantage with the expenditure of 3 momentum. You could definitely confer that to the ship. Yes.
Well, I will not spend 3 momentum without asking the rest of the crew if they're good with that.
So we've got the 4 bonus momentum above. I think the 3 momentum for the advantage, I think that should be just so that Franks is impressed with Tanari and his team. Right? She can still have an axe to grind against me personally, but her opinion will change as, thank God Tobor has Tanari, otherwise dot. Right? I think that makes the most sense.
All right, so that's 3 out of the bonus.
Yep. So you've got 1 more. You could burn that for a specific question involving this process or some other momentum spend at your leisure.
Does someone else have a question? I want to necessarily take it all up.
Yeah, it's not necessarily tied to that. But what if in reviewing the notes of the research that your various team members are doing, that one of them is working on something that might help us identify why the med scans aren't showing up? Perhaps they have this, it's something about the creature's biology dealing with, it's not all here. Just something that they're doing that might give us an advantage later on for trying to figure that piece of it out. I don't know if that's reaching with this, but
I don't think that would be reaching, and if that's how you all would like to spend that, I'm happy to proceed with that as our 1-point ask. I will say, y'all have made me had to come up with another character name here on the fly. You have a Betazoid ensign. Her name is Bomestra Cater. And essentially, in the ensign's various tasks and duties, one of the things that she had noticed is that these creatures, while they are always physically present in our plane of existence, one of the interesting things is those weird subspace variants they seem to be attracted for almost cloak them-ish, whereas they're not consistently in a state where they can be observed by technological means. They are physical, they can be seen, but technology will sometimes miss parts of them because of that subspace variance or distortion, as it were. Because you're getting more science around it, it is now becoming more of a variance than a distortion. It, while it is not constant, it is consistent, if that makes any sense. So it varies based on the strength of this wave, and these waves are effectively pulsing through this region of space at variant times. Means of detecting it or predicting it are not currently available. Your shields can protect you from it once you have detected that it's up. But the issue is these creatures, one, are always trying to get to that, but they also in some weird way feed off of that. And the more of it they have in their system, the harder they are to detect. So if you are successful in getting this detector that you're talking about, and it includes that variance piece of the technology, you would, in theory, be able to detect them no matter what state they're in, whether they had a lot or little of this in their system.
I will make certain to put a commendation in her file then for having noticed that, because that's huge.
Absolutely. So your report comes out. The engineering team is going to look like what we've actually already seen play out during season 1, one of the best engineering teams Starfleet has to offer. You just put it on paper so the whole world can see. Correction. The whole quadrant can see. And with that, I'm going to have Captain Tobor roll for the remainder of the ship.
All right.
However,
I
want the threat here. And the reason I'm spending the threat is, one, she really does have an axe to grind against Tobor and the Dalamas Christian in general. This particular threat is just going to be raising that difficulty. So I did 6. So that's going to raise the difficulty. Instead of 1 for the DC, that difficulty is now going to be a 4.
All right. I will spend 6 momentum to roll 3 extra dice. two can play at this game, sir. 5, 4, 9, 12, 19. So 2, 4, 6 successes.
All right.
Almost got me.
I was close.
Sorry. I have diplomacy, composure, protocols. One of those should be a applicable focus, correct?
I think all of those would apply, yeah. Actually. Like, that's a dealer's choice kind of
set of foci.
Yeah, no worries. Appreciate that. And the listening audience appreciates that.
With the two momentum I generate from that, right?
Yep.
I'm going to create the advantage. We should be in charge of this mission is okay. What my report is going to be saying to everyone who looks at it.
Excellent. It is at the 9-hour mark when you had asked all things to be ready to go and held off. Ocean, you have all the reports. You've seen it. This looks good. The Delamis Christian is going to be the sweet-smelling rose in amongst the rest of the flowers here. Mm-hmm. And at this point, how do you want to proceed?
I have thoughts.
What's that?
I said I have thoughts if you want to talk to me about it.
No, I got this one. I am going to use the comms to contact her and determine where she would like to meet. I can come to her quarters, or we can arrange to meet in the conference room.
My quarters is fine.
All right, I'll make my way there.
All right, the door opens. For those unfamiliar with the inner workings of the Saber, it is, as previously described, a bit of a Spartan-style ship. It does not have the accommodations that you would see in a Galaxy class or any of the other big hero ships and giant hero ships that appear on most of the shows. It is similar but considerably smaller than even Voyager, which is fairly small by ship standards. In fact, it is closer in style to the Defiant. It's about the same ship size, scale 3 for those looking at their books, which means most accommodations are relatively, like I said, Spartan. That said, as a patrol ship, quarters are comfortable. They're just slightly smaller. Officers' quarters are pretty decent. If you've ever stayed in a smaller hotel chain for business travel, they're comfortable. You're generally pretty okay and feel good being there for a couple of days. These ships are on mission for a month or two at a time. For those who served in subservice, far more comfortable than probably any billet you will find on a standard U.S. submarine, and probably in line with what you would find on larger state ships, aircraft carriers, and that for officers. Even the enlisted men will have better quarters than what our real-world enlisted personnel would have, but they would be bunked. So the enlisted folks are multi-folks in a room, not quite lower decks in a hallway, but not quite dissimilar either. There will be, in some cases, if they were geared up for a mission, some hot racking going on with shifts. That could happen, though it does not happen with a ship that's staffed at about the 40 personnel range. Senior officers will have nicer quarters, again, akin to a small suite, but not significantly different. The quarters that Frank is in is, of course, along the lines or comparable to a senior staff member. So it's relatively small but comfortable. And what you notice is there is some music playing. It's quiet, not jazz. It's not elevator music. It doesn't really have a modern day equivalent, but emotionally it's just soft. It's a focus, ambience. If I'm writing or working on a project, I need something to be in the background but not take focus over the background kind of music. Illumination is pretty standard, and there is some very fragrant smelling food. She has a really nice meal that she has prepared, and she's actually eating at a workstation while she's working. Enter.
I enter, look around, make sure that we're alone or whatever, if she's got something going on, and I'll make my way in.
Excellent. The you have something for me?
Personnel reports as you requested.
All right, she takes them. She says, have a seat. And she motions to, there's a small couch and a single soft chair there. Have a seat. Let me look over these. I'll be sure to ask you questions as we go. She does, while she's going through the reports, ask you a number of questions. It's pretty easy. You've been over them. You guys already did your rolls, so I'm not going to make anybody re-roll for the third degree that she's giving you. It is very obvious to you, Ocean, that she is exceptionally happy with what she's reading about regarding the engineering department. She finds the bulk of the ship to be quite sufficient. She expresses some concerns with your science team and whether or not they are going to be up to future tasks. It seems like they've been okay and serviceable to date, but she's wondering if they're going to be up to future tasks. And when she gets to some of the overall and final thoughts pieces of the reports and she's looking at it, she looks at you and she says, "So your captain really wants to make a run at my captain?"
"I've sensed there's some competitiveness with your coterie, shall we say? Left over from your time in a very challenging scenario during the Dominion War."
"A lot of people say a lot of things about the Faraday, and I'm sure even more people have things to say about me and about my captain. First things first, I am loyal, but I'm loyal to the Faraday and making sure that she is always handled appropriately and competently by the best of the best, and for years has been my captain. Lately, I'm less inclined to think so." His eyes are on the next seat, not the seat he's in, not the people that are before him. He wanted to be in charge so he could prove that. When these reports get back to regional command, there'll be documented proof that's not the case. Now I'll be real honest, and I will tell you, because it's fairly well known that I don't like you. And it's fairly well known that I have a history with Tobor. So the assumption will be that if this ever got back to anybody, that I told Tobor. So I know for a fact that I didn't. When these reports are read, they're going to be looking for somebody to actually take command in the field for this regional group. Pritchard's getting the band back together. What was the Rutledge Battle Group will be Regional Command Group 2. Within the next 6 months to a year, we're all going to be out here. Pritchard's dream was always to command from the Dalamas Christian. He can't do that, but I guarantee you that's why he put Tobor in his chair. So your reports are going to go in as is, and I'm going to screw up the instructions to Hatchetjob this report. I expect, Ocean, you're going to find a way to make sure that Tobor takes good care of me when reassignments happen. I may not have taken command of the Dalamas Christian, but I think I've just proven myself to be a friend of the Dalamas Christian. Make sure your CEO doesn't forget that. I'll be out of your hair in the morning. Unless you want a scandal about staying in my room overnight, you can go."
"I do have a question for you."
"Let the scandal begin."
"What guarantees do we have that your group has not been compromised?"
"There are two ships in this fleet that had the secret Epsilon protocol embedded into their circuitry. The Dalamas Christian and the Faraday. We're still trying to figure out how it was done. All I can tell you is it was done. Pritchard has very few people that he trusts closely enough to put on that particular task. I suggest you and your crew are in a race to be the ones he divulges that information to."
Sabian to Ocean.
"See, go ahead.
Do you happen to know where Commander Franks is?"
"Currently providing the reports to her now."
"Ah, excellent. When you two are finished, can you join me in my ready room, please?"
"I'll pass that along."
"So I guess we've been called." And she takes the rest of her meal, puts it in the spot of the replicator. "Computer, I'm finished with dinner." And then it does its whole transport kind of dematerialization thing. She says, "After you."
I leave the room and...
she follows.
Yep.
As she steps through the door, she says, "Computer, lights." And end scene. Last scene of the episode. We are going to start with our science and engineering team.
Okay. As mentioned, I would like to provide a threat to leverage my well-connected talent.
Yep. You already spent the threat the last time, so now we're dealing with the results in this scene, if I recall. Okay. That's how that works.
Yep. And the questions that I want to ask, first of all, I would like to reach out to my parent, Odessa, who is recently retired. Actually, who was retired shortly before I went to Starfleet.
Yeah.
And I want to know what she knows about the scenario with Shraz getting from the Imperial Guard. Was there a reason behind it? I want to make sure there's no issues between our families, but more importantly, I want to know if there was a reason that he was declined that we should be aware of.
So the information you get back, it's not a direct communication, but she just provides you with some context, articles, reports, evaluations, things of that nature, is that he has absolutely no issues. As an individual, he should have been accepted. He is all the things that he should have been and probably would not have worked terribly hard to be in Starfleet, but would have been more happy to take on the honor of great position and authority within Andorian society, culture, and such. The problem is his last name. Somewhere during his rise, despite his honor and despite all the things that he is, he had several family members that became known to be members of the syndicates. In specific, one of the syndicates on Celtac 4. His tacit connection to these family members is why he was never going to be accepted within Andorian culture, and was effectively ousted. And knowing that, you now understand why, in that meeting, he asked everybody to not refer to his last name. He is honorable enough to never want to change his name, but he does not want to be known by that name. And so that's why. And it is the driving force of his personality. He wants to achieve the highest level of command and success so he can prove to every Andorian that looked down at him because of other people's actions that he's better than all of them. And it does make him very challenging to deal with. He at times can even be more challenging with Andorians than with anybody else, to the point where there have been a few times in his record where the specter of is the only reason why you're not choosing me on your team is because I'm an Andorian kind of thing. Little things, not even little things, big things like that, questions come up all the time with them. But he has been very successful, and he is so honorable in all of his other dealings that it is something that he's been able to work through to this point. But it is the hurdle that has kept him at the captain level and prevented him from going further because of those types of things. And literally command and control of a group or a major task or a major mission is what he feels is the missing piece to get him to Admiralty.
Okay. Good to know.
And your second question?
Second question is, I am looking for information about the theft of the Federation tech.
Excellent.
What do we know about it? What was the tech? Is it one of those somebody's building something, or is this just whatever could be found?
There are competing theories and leads, and what you were able to find through these connections is this appears to be the mission that Cuthbert is actually on. In fact, you will find that as you're getting this information back from your various sources, it's Cuthbert who's supplying this info to you. And so he will make it very direct and clear that there are several things that were missing, and it was definitively set up to look like it was random, like a place was hit and various things were taken. But it is pretty clear for other reasons and chatter that whatever it was they wanted, they got. what they don't know of the 5 to 10 things that were taken, which of those 5 to 10 things they were actually looking for. So they don't know what specifically is the focus of these thefts. They do know that it is significant, and they are very worried. Among the things that were stolen were access codes and coding protocols for Starfleet systems. And while there is also information that says they are currently undoing and backstopping those things, depending on how fast whatever was taken was provided to the right people, they are probably inside those systems already. So when things get fixed, so what was stolen won't work anymore, it will have already been too late. It will already be within the system. So unless they're trying to do something actively in the moment, effectively, Starfleet intelligence is looking at a situation where a mole has gotten into their system, and they're aware of it, and they're trying to get this tracked down. And one of the ways they're doing that is by basically making a full court press, though Starfleet cannot officially do so, but by pressing the people who aided in the theft itself. Hence, Celtec 4 and the prosecution.
Okay. Sounds good. So I have those. I have the list of the thefts and the code types that were stolen.
Correct.
I'm going to take those aside, and at a later point, I'm going to be giving them to both Denari and Narilla to poke through and basically see if they can reverse engineer the puzzle of, if you had these things, what could you build?
Okay.
We'll tackle that at a different point.
Sounds good. To our science and engineering team, because of that extra bit of information that you were able to get through the other piece, you're actually going to get the ability to kind of work through the breakthrough, basically creating the safe environment with the subspace variant / distortion effect so that the protocols you've set up can be applied to more than the single prototype device. And if I recall, base difficulty is 3. Again, there's a resistance of 2. We have a total of 2 magnitudes left, and there are only 4 spaces left on the work track. So you've actually gone quite far with this, okay, based on successes thus far. So it is actually possible that you might be able to get this completed here, but if not, that's fine. It doesn't have to be done today, but we are looking at getting the next bit done so that basically taking advantage of the information in the program and the assistance you had with Lieutenant J.G. Lucas. So with that, how would you like to approach that, Lieutenant Tenari?
First of all, let's see if we can't clear out one of the cargo bays as a safe place to set up our containment fields.
Okay.
A blast zone, if you will.
Easily done.
Cargo bays also have the advantage of having an external door where we can vacate everything to space if things go too badly.
Okay.
So I'm sure the captain would appreciate if we didn't blow up the ship while we're doing
it. Probably more than just the captain, I would say.
True, but the cook won't demote us.
Fair.
All right, so you're set up. You have a proper test zone. You have all your equipment in place. You're ready to go in the cargo bay for safety.
Yep, putting in protective force fields around it.
Got it.
But is it even really science if nothing blows up? Really?
Well, there's that.
Just not the whole ship.
Do the Boimler and Spock?
Pretty much. It's the goggles. You gotta have the goggles.
All right. So it's daring engineering. Does warp field dynamics count for subspace or not?
I'm going to say
it's
not.
Kind of a stretch.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch. I'm going to say not in this application, no.
Okay. I will spend a threat to get a third dice, because we appear to be out of momentum at the moment.
Yes.
And having that reroll may be necessary. You said difficulty is how much?
3. And you will have the assistance of Lieutenant Neela, as well as the Delamis Christian, as long as you have 1 success.
And do I have the whole engineering crew or not?
You do have access to the engineering crew for this.
So that drops it to 2. Okay, 16, 2, and a 1. So that is 3 success.
All right.
Nice.
And Lieutenant Neela?
I get 1 die. Is that right?
Yep. You get one die. And if you want to let us know what focus you would like to apply to this part of the experiment, that may impact your critical range.
Perhaps astrophysics?
Yeah, I can go with that. Yeah, yeah. Subspace has effects on the physical world, and you're trying to take account for that. I'll go with that.
All right. And I got a 11, which should be lower than my 15.
All right, so we're at 4 successes. And Adam, would you roll for the DC, please?
16.
That's probably not going to do it for the DC, I wouldn't imagine. All right, so you've got 4 successes. The way I figure that gives you 1 momentum. And you have successfully created that environment. When next we go to work on this particular process, actually, let's do your work and see if we got it all or we only got this one piece. So you're rolling 2 plus your discipline.
I just want to say for Norella's sake, watching Tanari work when he's using daring instead of reason is alarming. When he's using reason, he's very precise. He's following Starfleet protocols. When he's using daring, he's not. He's like the person who's just going crazy, doing things off the cuff. It's like things are starting to go wrong. Oh, no, I got that. Oh, that's going wrong. I got that. He's one step ahead of things going wrong in Cascade. But for some reason, it just winds up working in the end. You can see why some of his engineering crew go prematurely white.
Take some time to get used to that.
He grew up on a mining ship and did not learn how to do things properly. All right. 1, 2, 3.
And you have completed the work track. You have successfully created that environment to be able to get this to work and replicate. What this means is you can reproduce the technology. You know how to get that done. Based on what you're doing here, and you have a good protocol that will be able to do this safely moving forward, you would need dedicated space to be able to manufacture devices and or have such spaces created in other places. At the present time, you have a temporary setup in this cargo bay that can do it, but you have the safe way where as long as space is dedicated, effectively you can get rid of some storage facility or reshift where some things are, reallocate some space, and you could basically dedicate a lab to the manufacture process of handheld devices or the components necessary to bigger ship-wide devices, and then begin to have those installed in locations throughout the ship. And that would happen basically as you go. It's more a factor of time than it is a factor of resource or method or process. To outfit the entire ship, it would take a long period of time based on the limited hands that have the ability to do the work, but it could be done over time. At some point between your XO and your CO, you have to figure out what are the areas you wish to have covered first, second, third, your priority areas, and then we'll approach those throughout the course of the season as, yep, this area is done, that area is done. And then providing those same parameters to, say, Pritchard and Aslan Station so they can start working on those similar things elsewhere would be the next step. But you have developed the method.
Okay. We will put together a report for Commander Tobor. I will let Lucas deliver the report to Captain Shrass. Let them deal with that. I'll let Commander Tobor make the call on that.
Okay.
Whether he wants to deliver the report himself or whether he wants Lucas to.
All right. For his part, Lucas is like excited to just have been a part of the team. And he dubs the prototype as a very specific thing. He's very excited. Y'all did it. Y'all did it. You actually did it and you can do it again. It's replicatable. Like, I am so thank you so very much, Lieutenant, for letting me like just be part of the team. Like, I'm so excited. Like, at some point, if your CO wants to let you, I'd really appreciate if maybe I got to use the prototype and have the very first Tanila tricorder.
Lucas, we did it. You were an essential part of this team as well. We wouldn't have done it without you. I'm glad you were sent over here to help us do it.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that, but it's still going to be a Tanila tricorder.
I will send a commendation over to your superior to make sure that this gets put in your record.
In so much as anything redacted can be in somebody's record, it'll be appreciated. And
you should be proud of the work you did today.
Well, I'm just glad that I got to be part of a team working on the same goal. Hopefully we're going to be able to get these things.
Well, one step closer.
One step closer. And then with that, Lucas heads out of the doors and heads off to their temporary quarters. Anything else that you all want to do before the scene closes?
I don't think so, other than putting the report together for the commander.
Alrighty.
And the recommendations.
Sweet. And we join Tobor, Ocean, and Frank in Tobor's ready room.
Okay. On the way, I will ask Frank one more question.
Okay.
By the way, what was the name of the dog?
What dog?
The dog of yours that I apparently kicked.
Oh, you didn't really kick a dog.
I did something to earn your ire?
No. I just needed a reason to make sure I got assigned to this ship. And you were convenient.
Fair enough.
So, Ocean, the first thing you notice when the doors to the ready room slide open is that it is like an immaculately cleaned and organized, Vulcan-esque organized state, as well as directly over Tobar's left shoulder, you see his framed Medal of Distinction for Diplomacy hanging there, as well as other citations from his career time working with Pritchard, which were not there this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't say anything about the fact that you've clearly cleaned up.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a display. You called?
Yes, please. Have a seat.
She sits.
As do I.
Was my XO able to provide you everything you needed, Commander?
Just about.
I do have one addendum to the report, though. I take a pad that's got Tanari's initial findings, and I hand it over to Franks. It says, I think my engineering team has solved the detection problem. They're apparently in some sort of subspace phase shift. You can read more about it.
That's good. They did this here on the ship?
Yeah.
No simulation?
Nope. Cargo Bay 3.
That's an engineer that's got some stones.
Yeah, he's pulled our bacon out of the fire on several occasions.
I'm going to get out of your hair, Commander Tobor. I think I've got everything I need here. Word of advice, when you've got a crew this good, keep them real close. Other ships are going to want to snap them up.
Absolutely.
And she looks at Ocean and says, yeah.
Owen, one thing, Bess. Don't get lost in the wilderness of mirrors. You'll never find your way out again.
I won't. And she exits. Within a short period of time, her and the Lieutenant J.G. leave the ship. Reports go out. There's another couple of days. And as we are ending the episode, two things happen. The first thing is a notification that command of the search has passed to the Dalamas Christian and Commander Tobor. And there's a personal addendum from Commodore Pritchard that commends you, Lieutenant Tanari, Lieutenant Neela, for your work on the Tanila scan protocol. And that is written as T-E-N apostrophe N-E-E-L-A scanning protocol.
With the new tricorder model, the IT-2000. It's got the purple stripe on it.
Yeah. With that, command is being structured. The search is going to continue.
We get the notification, the command transfer. I tell Ocean to send the day and the Sagan and the Marathon. We're going to continue with the same grid patterns with our new scanning technology. We're going to start from the end and work our way backwards.
Okay.
So I walk out onto the bridge. Mr. Luson, set us a course for Saltuck 4. Maximum warp. Let's fly.
And we're out of the scene. We are going to close the episode over with a little bit of communication for Ocean. You have a personal call in your quarters, and it is from your daughter.
I take it.
I heard a rumor you're headed this way.
Conveniently, yes. I heard about your grandfather, but I also have business in the area. Or Starfleet has business in the area. You are well?
I'm well.
You didn't tell me that you took the leave of absence.
I was advised.
I would have approved.
I was advised by... Thank you, Father. I really appreciate it. Are we secure?
I make a setting. We are now.
Alejandro suggested that I not tell you, but I want you to rest assured I'm going to get all my credits. And end scene.